Hey everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zaina.
And this is A to Z Radio Show. Woo! Our first show! Woo!
Yay! We are so excited to be here. So, first we'll give you guys a little background on who is talking to you right now. So, I'm Zaina, and I'm in third year here at Laurier. I'm in Global Studies.
I'm Amanda. I'm in third year as well at Laurier. I'm in communications with management option. Very exciting stuff.
Very exciting stuff.
The reason we wanted to do kind of our own show here is because Zaina and I have been recording podcasts ourselves the last 3 years, just on our phones for fun.
Yeah, just on voice memos. We probably have 200 voice memos.
200 hours.
Yeah. We put in a lot of hours. Yet to have any listeners, but that's why we're here now.
Exactly. Because we became best friends, going into university, which is kind of a really silly story.
We'll tell you guys how me and Amanda met.
I was dating this guy, and his best friend was dating Zaina. So they knew that both of us were going to Laurier, and they were like, oh my gosh, you guys should become best friends and go to Laurier, or talk before you go to Laurier together. So, Zaina, I remember you messaged me one time, a TikTok. What did it say?
Oh, my gosh. It was, a TikTok of this girl, and the text was, me sending something to my boyfriend's best friend's girlfriend to try to form an alliance. So, I was like, let me send this to Amanda to try to form an alliance with her.
And I literally saw that and I thought that she was actually trying to become friends, because you know when you message a girl for the first time, you never know if they actually want to become your friend. So when she sent that, I was like, okay, this girl wants to be my friend. So I randomly invited her to my cottage that summer.
And I was nervous. I sent it, and I was kicking my feet, waiting for the response.
She sent it to me, and then I made a group chat with one girl, one of our best friends from my best friend from high school. And then this other girl that I knew was also in a Laureate, and then Zaina. And I was like, do you guys want to come to my cottage this summer? Which is very random looking back at it now, because we literally did not know each other, and I wanted you to sleep over in Wasaga Beach with me.
Yeah, I had never met any of these people, but we're like, let's go to the middle of nowhere a little bit in the forest and all sleep in the same room.
And we did, and it was such a fun trip. Genuinely, one of my favorite days of my life.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, the instant bonding was crazy. It was very beautiful,
and it was nice to know that we had friends already going into university, even though we basically did not know each other whatsoever. All I knew of her because my boyfriend at the time would talk about her because his best friend was dating her.
Yeah, but we're not dating either of them as of now. By the way, just wanted to update you guys.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that? Not the breakup process, but the fact that me and Zaina have, three sets of best friends.
And, the funny thing is, anytime we would, like two best friends, we kind of knew that, there's many ways it could go wrong. Because if, one of them doesn't work out, then, the other two...
That did happen.
Then, if the other two are still hanging out or whatever, then it's, kind of awkward. But me and Amanda would get so excited because we knew that it meant that, we could get to hang out with each other. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of difficult because it would almost, blind us. We would just get, so excited to hang out with each other and, not really think about if the other person was, compatible with us.
I would sometimes, not even like them that much, but I knew that you like the best friend, and I was like, it's gonna work out between me and this guy. I know it will.
Yeah, the success rate was not good, but we're still tight. We're tight as ever.
Yeah, so.
It's a win. It's a win.
It is a win.
But yeah, so now we live together with three of our other besties in an apartment. And we've had a nice array of pets in that apartment. It's been a pretty lively place to live. We had...
Was it the... Oh, Elton, but then rest in peace, Elton.
Yeah, so first year I had a betta fish. He is now up in the sky. Miss you, King. Rest in peace, Elton. Sir Elton John Jr. I miss you every day, but yeah, he was the first pet.
Zaina was really attached to that fish.
I mourned for 2 months.
My favorite is when your mom tried to convince you that he wasn't actually dead.
Yeah. Okay, this is what happened. So, end of first year, I moved back home, and, you know, I think the move was just a lot for him. So, he wasn't moving. And I thought, you know, let me just leave him. Maybe he's resting. Because I was very much in denial. Like, he was like my roommate all of first year. So, very much emotionally attached. And so, I then, like, pick him up. Because it's been hours at this point. So, I'm like...
Do you reach into the tank and scoop him out with your hand?
Oh, I do. With my bare hands. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just to clarify.
And I go to show my mom, naturally. And this was like, it was, I don't know, maybe it was like 12 in the morning. So she just wanted to go to bed. And so she's trying to convince me. She's like, Zaina, like, I think he's sleeping. I think you should just leave him, mm-hmm. put him back in his tank and see how he is in the morning. As he's like lifeless in my hands, mind you, like outside of water, not moving.
But then because Zaina had a fish that first year, she wanted one a second year.
Yeah.
So you got a guppy, right?
Yeah. It was my little brother's mm-hmm. guppy, and he wasn't taking care of it anymore, so I was like, I'll adopt him. And then I wanted the guppy to have friends, so I got four more fish.
They were all very different. We had a black goldfish, a orange mm-hmm. goldfish, mm-hmm. Like one of those like bottom feeder
ones. One of the ones that like sucks on the side of the tank.
And what was the other one? Like another guppy looking
yeah.
one. One of them alive.
They're not with us. Most of them are not with us. But they're going to think I, like, murdered them. Just fish like this, they're very temperamental. I don't know.
No, Zaina is genuinely such a good caregiver for animals. It's just...
Like, I tried so hard, but, like, two of the guppies just refused to eat every time I fed them. It was really upsetting.
But now she has a lizard who... is doing very, very well.
Yeah, I'm a...
thriving.
A step guardian to a leopard gecko. His name is V-Roy. Shout out V-Roy.
Shout out V-Roy. Love V-Roy.
So then,
one of our roommates,
yeah.
Leia, shout out to Leia.
Shout out Leia.
she has still, a hamster. Siberian hamster? Who knows? Who knows what a hamster was? And... naturally, you're supposed to let hamsters run outside of the cage. They are active. You're not supposed to just keep them in the cage. So we would let her name is Pumpkin. We'll let her out as often as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So one night she like escaped the ball and we were like, oh, it's okay. Like she could just roam. No problem.
Yeah. We were like, let her be free. Let her walk a little.
Because we're watching her.
Up until then, she had only really gone in the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, why don't we just, like, do this? Like, give her a really nice day, you know? Maybe she'll just want to, like, roam around a bit. First mistake. That was our first mistake. 2 minutes after we let her out the ball, she starts sprinting down the hallway.
She's, like, scaling the wall, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, scaling the walls. But we're all, you know, so happy for her. So we're, like, following behind her.
Very closely.
Very closely. And then she cuts into the washroom
yes.
immediately. And, okay, I don't know how to explain this. But, like, mm-hmm. basically where the cabinet is in the washroom, there's a hole, like, under it.
Yes.
But you can't see it if you're just standing there.
We did not know there was
so
a hole.
So we did not know that there was a hole there. Pumpkin
found the hole
found
so
the
quickly.
Hole.
So quick. Suddenly we see her literally vanish.
Yeah.
Like, body just vanishes into this hole.
Yeah, like, gets sucked into this hole. Amanda dives down, grabs her hind legs. And I'm still laughing at this point because I still didn't really understand that there was a hole. Like, I thought Amanda was just holding her.
Everyone's giggling.
Everyone is just giggling because we don't understand how serious it is. But Amanda knows. Amanda is, like, holding onto her two back legs for dear life as the hamster is using her, like, 2 foot paws to, like, grip onto the hole, trying to, like, pull herself in. And then what?
I don't know how she had a stronger grip than I did on herself. Like, strong for her size, I'll say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
She beat me in that fight, and she dives deeper into this hole. I can't get her anymore. And next thing you know, we're like, okay, how high does this hole go?
Uh-huh.
If you look underneath this hole, because it goes straight up, it would end where our sink is. So we're like, it's not that deep, it's fine. But after like an hour of trying to get her out, trying to lure her out, we then start to hear her literally in our drywall, like, in our wall.
Like, somehow made it up into the wall, and we could hear her, like, scratching, like, just, like...
That's literally exactly how it sounded. Like, in the, literally in the wall, and then at that point, like, I felt so bad for Lyx, that's her hamster, and she was freaking out. We didn't know how to get her out, so...
Yeah, because we, at that point, it was just, like, by any means necessary, we need to get her out, because it seemed like she only was getting deeper into the wall, and we didn't want her to get stuck and, you know, perish in the wall.
No, that would be what we would not want. So, at this point, like, it's been genuinely hours. Mm-hmm. It's, like, 2 a.m., and we decide we need to just make a hole in our drywall.
Because originally we had tried to, like, hold food into the hole. We tried to, like, be patient. We even played, like, hamster mating calls outside of the hole, like, hoping she'd come out, but none of it worked. She was in there.
So we made a hole. Zayna actually took a knife to our wall.
You know, I was stabbing.
And a drill. I don't even know what else we used. We were using tools in there.
I'm not going to lie. At this point, it was probably like 3 a.m. And we all had class the next morning. So we were like, you know, we just got to like really tear up our wall right now. And that's what we did. We made a really big hole.
It's patched now, by the way.
It is patched
now. One of our roommates' dad patched it. Thank you.
Shout out to him.
It was getting so late. We all had to, like, class like 8:30 in the morning, and finally, we just agreed to just go to bed at this point.
Yeah, because we were drilling into the wall. We were using the knife into the wall, but still, we couldn't find her. At one point, we thought we touched her, but it was just like the pink insulation that's in between the wall. And it literally seemed like she would go from the wall back down into the hole where she originally went. Like, she was way too smart. We realized at this point it wasn't that she was stuck in there. She wanted to be in there.
Oh, she knew how to get out.
She brought the food that we left for her into her hole. She was having a good time in there. She had a little, like, man cave going on. I don't know.
So before we went to bed, one of our other roommates, Brianna, set up a trap to basically get her out. Like, a mop bucket with, like, a paper towel over it with treats on it, so she would go on top of the mop bucket and essentially fall in.
Yeah.
No water in it, by the way. But, so we go, okay, let's close the bathroom door, have the trap out, and go to bed. At this point, it's, what time is it?
Like, 4:45.
Yeah, okay, true. So I'm laying down, I have this gut-wrenching feeling to go into the bathroom. And I do. I open it. I'm face-to-face with Pumpkin. As soon as I open the door, this little hamster just staring me dead in the face. At this point, like, the stare-off, I'm like, do I dive and grab her as quick as I can, or do I slowly approach her? Because I know she's going to run back in the hole. So I dive as fast as I can, and she doesn't even try to run away. Like, she fully lets me just pick her up.
Easy.
I have a crazy grip on her, and I go, guys, I got the hamster! Wake everyone up to tell them. Put her back in the cage, and we were, like, traumatized.
It literally felt like a fever dream, because we all said we were going to bed, but for some reason, like, I couldn't really fall asleep, and Amanda, like, clearly couldn't fall asleep, because, like, the voices in her head were telling her to go check the washroom. So just, like, hearing her yell, like, I got her, it was unreal.
Zayna got nightmares afterwards
for
weeks because of the hamster.
It was very much post-traumatic stress. I would have these dreams where I thought that she was in my bed. She'd escaped and she was in my bed, and I accidentally rolled over on her and crushed her. So I would, like, not be able to sleep at night for a couple weeks because I would be, like, almost sleep talking and just like, oh my gosh, like, Pumpkin, where is she? Oh my gosh, I rolled over on her. And I would like wake up in a panic and like seek my whole bed and look for the hamster, and there was no hamster. And then I'd fall back asleep, wake up 10 minutes later, do it again. It was And then, actually, though, once we started letting her out in the ball again, she figured out how to escape the ball. She, like, popped off the door of the ball, started trying to run to the washroom again. Mm-hmm. So clearly she, like, misses that hole, but I don't know.
So literally, Zayna, myself, and the roommate who owns the hamster, Leia, were up watching Love is Blind in darkness because we have a projector, not a TV, or had at the time.
Yeah.
And Zayna goes, holy crap, like, the hamster is out and just got up and ran. I don't know how she saw it in the darkness, but the hamster somehow escaped her little hamster ball and was literally making a run to the bathroom hole.
Yeah.
To get back in there.
Horrifying. Because I saw the ball, and I saw the lid of the ball on the floor, and then I see this small thing, like, moving away.
And it was so far away, by the way. Like, the ball was by our front door, and the hamster was down our hallway. Yeah. So she was running a while outside that ball.
She made some distance. She did.
She ran the miles to get to that hole.
So...
Oh my gosh. And yeah, so now she's living with Leia in her home, not in our apartment anymore. Yeah,
she got evicted.
She got evicted.
The hamster got evicted.
Should we talk about first year?
Yeah, let's do a little blast from the past. Little throwback Thursday.
I feel like we should talk about our first day of university, what that was like.
Mm-hmm.
Move-in day for the residents.
Yeah. It was... If I could put it into one word, I would say emotional.
Very.
I was, like, sobbing, leaving my parents, even though we're only, like, an hour away from home. But it was just, I don't know, it's just, like, a thing, you know? Like, your kid is going to university.
Not even just negatively emotional, but positively emotional. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, my emotions were all over the place.
Yeah, because it's not like we weren't excited to go.
Yeah.
It was just, like, a lot.
But, Zaina lived in a single dorm, kind of.
Yeah, it was, like, what was it called? It was, like, semi...
Semi-detached, something like that.
What was it called? Not semi-detached.
That's a house.
Yeah.
But it was basically bedroom, bathroom, bedroom.
Semi-private.
Yeah. And it was attached by the bathroom.
Yeah, like a Jack and Jill type beat.
I lived in an apartment style, and our other best friend lived in a double dorm. So we had the three different style residences.
Yeah.
And I remember my parents dropped me off and left around the same time that Zaina's parents dropped her off and left. I immediately texted her saying, I need to hang out with someone, like, right now. Yeah. And I went over to her place.
Because it's, like, the feeling of, I don't know if you guys experienced this before, but, like, when your parents drop you off or when you first get to university, even honestly, like, now, like, every year when I come back, there's, like, those few minutes after you've just, like, dropped all your stuff and you're kind of, like, twiddling your thumbs. You, like, don't know what to do with yourself. I don't know. So me and Amanda immediately, like, went to hang out with each other.
And we still had kind of a, because it was during COVID still, but it was after the main shutdowns.
Yeah.
So there was still kind of, like, rules and regulations, so we didn't really have, like, resident parties and things like that, because only a certain amount of people were allowed in your residence and things like that. We had all those rules still.
Yeah, remember? I forgot about that. That's why our year, like, I've noticed it, these past 2 years, not as much, but, like, our year, when we were in first year, everyone was outside on the street.
Yes.
Because no one could hang out in, like, the residences, everyone just went out on the street.
I remember, like, a week, first year, for orientation, like, the first couple of days, just, there was thousands of kids on the street.
And it's not to say it doesn't happen now. Like, every single O week, there's kids just, like, wandering on the streets. But I think for us, because it was, like, that's the only place you can go, everyone was there. And they were also, like, very rowdy.
Yeah, cops were, you know, shutting it down. There was, like, them stopping underage drinking.
Yeah.
People were burning.
Like, lighting things on fire.
Vandalism.
Rolling them down the hill. Like,
no one has been out since COVID at this time.
Yeah.
So everyone was just on the street causing, like, chaos.
And it's also, like, from high school, like, for a lot of people, it was, like, their first, like, real, like, breath of freedom. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, you're on your own. You're,
exactly,
like, a big girl now. You could do whatever you want.
And I don't think some people could have handled it.
Yeah,
handled it better, I think.
Yeah. A lot of people used it in, like, the wrong way, maybe. Like, tearing down fences.
So funny. Was it the first day that we went to a Waterloo University apartment party?
Oh my gosh, it was.
Was it the very... Me and Zaina stranded from our group. It was a large group of people that we were with.
It was, like a group of, like, 9 girls that we, like, had just met.
We don't talk to them anymore.
Not talk to a single one. Because, you know, like, first year, I don't know, everyone is trying to, like, make friends, trying to network, but it's almost, like, too aggressive that you can't really keep track of everyone. Like, you'll go to someone, and they'll be really kind, and it's like, hi, what program are you in? Oh, I'm in this program, blah, blah, blah. What's your name? Oh, nice to meet you. Okay, I'm gonna go. And then you do that again, like, 40 times with, like, the next people that you meet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you can't really realistically keep track of all these people.
Exactly. Like, we met so many people. It's so kind. I don't remember any of their names. Like,
yeah, like, I hope they're doing well
Yeah, I hope they're thriving. We met a really great group of people, though, that we're still friends with since first year, but the first couple days, it was me, Zainab, and Roop, and then literally, like, random people, but then we eventually, like, established a good friend group.
We should talk about how we, like, met our friend group.
I think we should.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so first year, I think it was, like, the third or fourth day. Mm-hmm. During orientation week, maybe the first day of classes, but every year we have a concert. Lori has a concert. What, this year it was Stevie Aoki. I don't even remember who did first year.
It was some, like, it was, like, Wayne Gretzky cover band. Like, it was a random cover band.
But they were good.
They really ate that.
But we met our friend Mo there. He was just randomly at this concert and was next to us. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to all make a group chat, me, Zainab, and Roop. Manu by me from high school.
Yeah, big shout out.
And when the group chat was made, this guy, Adam, got randomly added to the group chat.
Yeah, literally, like, accidentally added to the group chat. And we thought that that phone number was Mo. So he was like, who are you guys? I'm Adam. And we were like, haha, like, Mo, you're so funny. Such a prankster.
And then I got a follow request because he goes, what's your guys' Instagram? So I got a follow request from some guy named Adam. And then I was like, wait, I think that actually was legitimately an Adam, not Mo. Mm-hmm. So that's how we met. And then he, you know, Adam introduced us to our other friend, Girly. Like, yeah. That's, so we kind of basically started randomly.
It's like
randomly.
A chain reaction, a very random chain reaction, but it was good, you know? It was fate.
It was fate.
Yeah.
But now that we're older, it was because first year, you know, you couldn't go to pub or pro or herb mm-hmm. or all the Dallas. Bills, all the random Waterloo clubs. How do you think it's, like, different though from, like, what, like, do you like it better now that we're older and we go to clubs, or do you like it better, like, us going to random house parties?
This is how I feel about it, because I feel like it's sort of an in-between. Because first year, you're just, like, it's, like, survival mode. Like, everyone's, like, trying to, like, scrape, like, whatever address they could find. Like, you hear one person heard of a party, you're going to that party. You're just, like, following random people walking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's very, like, I feel like there's, like, almost, like, an adrenaline rush. Because then when you do get into a good party, it's, like, oh, yeah.
We made it.
But I feel like now, you know, being, like, I don't know, an old woman. We're 20, by the way. I feel like I couldn't do that every day.
Oh my gosh, no.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I would be disappointed more times than not. Also because no one could get into clubs, first year everyone was having house parties.
Right.
But I feel like now, third year, second year even, people don't have them as often. So if we were, like, relying on that, we would not have much.
When our friends have, like, a house party, that was so fun.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's definitely a good time. But I feel like it's good to also have clubs as sort of, like, a, not like a backup, but it's more, like, reliable.
Yeah, like, the weekends we go out, we don't go out a crazy amount like it sounds. We normally stay home and do work, but
Mom,
I swear. But the weekends that we do go out, what would you say is your favorite? What place to go to?
Ooh.
What's the go-to?
Okay, this is maybe a little bit controversial, because there seems to be a little bit of shift happening in the air. Because last year, our second year, it was like pub. It was all pub.
Everyone, where are you going? Pub.
Pub.
Yeah. Who's going out? Oh, we're going out, but it's the pub.
Oh, pub. So, like, it very much grew on us. Like, we were, like, pub's number one fans. We would, like, rep it.
We'll be like, let's go out tonight to pub.
Yeah.
Like, we would be excited, finish our work early so we can go to pub.
Pub.
That was
the
place.
If you're not going to pub, where are you going? That was very much our mentality.
Maybe, like, if it's a random, like, if it's a good weekend, like,
or, like,
the drink.
Some sort of, like,
event. The drink. Yeah. We'll go, like, for Halloween or whatever, but it was normally pub.
Yeah, definitely. So, I still feel like I have that in my heart a little bit, but it seems like now in third year, people our age are going to pro more often. Mm-hmm. That seems to be more, like, the place to go.
The line's insane.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go really freaking early to get in, like, super early.
And honestly, like, I think it's really fun, but I'd rather, like, dance at pub. Like, because we're very much dancing people. Like, yes. If we're going out with our friends, like, we're straight to the dance floor.
And we're not leaving
the dance floor until
we If they're playing Drake, we are on the dance floor.
We are on that floor.
Playing Pitbull.
We are on that floor.
One Direction.
On that floor.
No, yeah. We are very much, like, same as this. We love dancing. We love singing. So, pro, I feel like, is not really that vibe.
Yeah, because, like, if you guys have been to pro, like, the tables, they're kind of, like, in the middle, and it's more of, like, a, like, pro is a restaurant.
During the day, people eat at pro. Like, it's a restaurant.
Yes.
And then it becomes, people just decided to make it into a night thing.
It's literally a restaurant that people, decided to make a club.
Yep.
And, like, you can kind of tell.
Yeah,
because it's really fun, but you'll, like, bump into a table. And there's, like, not much room to dance, but, like, this is not us hating on pro.
Oh, it's very fun, and there's so many people we know that go there, and, like, they play really good music. Like,
exactly.
The people there are really nice. We have so many friends that are there all the time, but
I would just like to not leave pub behind.
Let's not leave pub behind.
Let's not forget about him, guys.
I love the drink.
Yeah, the drink is good.
Especially, like, on events. Like, it's so fun. Like, I think we're probably going to go for Halloween.
Yeah. Or Drake night at the drink was so good.
Oh, my gosh. And the weekend. Don't forget the weekend. They did the weekend. Yeah. It was weekend / Drake.
It was
beautiful.
Really good. We love all things Drake. Speaking of that. Mm,
good transition. Good transition.
Speaking of how much we love Drake, let's walk you through a a regular Zayna and Amanda Tuesday.
It was like a Tuesday or Thursday. Yeah. It was a random day of the week.
So we decide.
It was my resident's first year.
Yeah,
in my
this
apartment.
Is also first year story, by the way, guys.
She was in my apartment.
And in Bricker. Shout out Bricker.
Bricker residence. And I don't even know how it came about, but Zayna has had like two black wig caps. And
No.
Sorry.
Okay, no. This was after reading week break. And we were like, by then, we were thinking, oh, we should dress up as Drake.
Oh, so this is a planned thing.
Yeah,
I didn't even remember that.
Yeah. Because bought those two wig caps ahead of time so that it would come when we got back to school after reading week so that we could immediately do a Drake night. And by doing a Drake night, we mean, like, makeup, beard on, we draw the, like, CLB heart on our hairline, just, like, becoming Drake.
Like, we look like men.
Yes.
And speaking of, like, we dress up as Drake, we call our friend Adam over to be our photographer.
Yeah.
And we walk around the residence, our residence, and, like, the, you know, like, the general, like, Laurier vicinity.
Yeah, and where the food court is.
Yeah, we walk by a group of guys. They don't say anything to us, and they go, wait, those were girls, and they call us back, and they take photos with us.
Yeah, because Amanda, like, says in her, like, guy voice, like, she's like, what's good?
Or I was like, what's up, bro?
And he's like, yeah, what's up? And then he, like, does a double, not double, triple take. Triple take back at us, and then they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, we were also, then we saw our friend Tia and her friend group, and we took photos with them. It was just so funny that we were just casually taking photos with random people, too.
As Drake. And, oh, not only were we taking pictures, we were performing.
Oh, yeah.
We did Hotline Bling. We were, like, doing a choreographed dance for all these people. And it was, like, this was not even Halloween. This was not, like, this was really just a random day. Like, we actually called my mom. We FaceTimed my mom after we finished doing our makeup. And at first, she looked, like, so concerned. She was like, are they, like, what is going on?
Yeah, why, like, are they dressed as men?
Yeah, like, really concerned. And then once we, like, explained to her that we literally just did this for fun, she, like, burst out laughing. Like, not laughing with us, I think laughing at us. Like, cackling in our face. But it was good. It was really good.
My favorite was when we were in the elevator and we were stuck in the elevator with another group of men, and they just kept taking photos with us. They thought it was the funniest thing ever. But what I wanted to say is, I think a week passed, maybe a little less.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, the weekend of it. So, let's say we did it on Tuesday. It was, like, the Saturday. We went to a house party.
Mm-hmm.
We met these two random girls who were talking about how their friends posted on their story them taking a photo with two women dressed as Drake.
We're just, like, in the bathroom at a house party, you know, like, you always gotta go to the bathroom and take a minute, you know? And, like, there was two other girls, And it was just like, I don't know, it was just random conversation. I don't even know how we got to that point, but she was just randomly like, oh yeah, like my friend saw these two people dressed as Drake. And then we were like,
that was us. We're like, that was literally us. And she snap videos to those guys of us in our normal clothing, us looking like women, the beautiful women that we are. We're like, oh my god, it's the girls that dressed as Drake.
But it was like unreal. Like, we could not process that we had, you know, we went a little bit viral, like a little bit. We got some traction.
We did get traction.
Honestly, I feel like we should really bring back Drake Night.
Oh, I agree. It's just so funny when we dress as this, like, we could do Drake in 21.
Yeah.
But what do you think would be better, two Drakes or one Drake and one 21?
But I feel like two Drakes is just so funny. Like, they kept calling us Drake and Drake Jr. And then when we would dance, they would be like, Drake and Drake Jr. doing the stanky leg.
Because Zayna's a lot shorter than me, so then you'd be like, Drake Jr. So funny.
It was so funny. And what is so good is that, like, because me and Amanda have the same wavelength of just, like, it's very chaotic, you know what I mean? Because, like, it's one thing to have a random idea to do this by yourself, but for, like, me to, like, say this, and then Amanda's immediately like, oh, yeah, like, let's do it. Like, why wouldn't we do that? That's what, like, gets us to doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, because if I was just to say, oh, you know, it'd be really funny if I dressed as Drake.
And then, like, I'm like, ha ha, like, that, what are you talking
about? But Zayna would be like, okay, so I'm buying the wig caps right now.
They will come in 2 days, and then we will draw beards on ourselves.
We're so funny. We need to do something like that soon.
Yeah.
I was Pete Davidson for Halloween.
She was. She was really good as Pete Davidson.
And one of our roommates was Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Brianna's Kim K. It was so good.
Zayna bought a Kanye mask to be Kanye in this, like, trio ruffle going on.
Guys, and it didn't come. I bought it, like, September. It didn't come until January. So I had to, like, I don't remember what I was. I think I was, like, a teddy bear or something.
Oh, yeah, you wore, like, a onesie.
I wore, like, a onesie. But, like, now that it came months after, because I low-key spent like $50 on the Kanye West mask, we had to make use of it, you know? So sometimes we'll just wear it around the house and be Kanye.
We're committed for that. Do you have any ideas what you're going to do for Halloween this year?
Ah, that's a good question. I've been wanting to be a mermaid for
Did you not do it last year?
No, I wanted to do it. First year, didn't do it. Second year, now wanted to Ariel's do it, didn't do it. Now that Little Mermaid came out,
some people are going to be dressing as her.
Like, it makes me want to do it more, because I feel like it makes sense, because there's something, but also how many people are going to do it. Like, one thing about me is I never want to do a Halloween costume that a bunch of people are doing. Like, I will always change it, because I don't know.
Like, you wouldn't do, like, a Barbie, because everyone's a new Barbie this
year. Yeah, like, for me, I feel like it's more fun to, like, try to, like, piece together what the costume is going to be, like, on my own. So if I see, like, it all mapped out for me by some girl on Pinterest, it loses the fun a little bit.
Yeah, you know? I fully agree.
Like, I want to go to Value Village and, like, build what I'm going to wear. Like, it takes the creativity out of it a little bit. It's almost like a uniform if everyone's doing it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know what I want to do. I think I want to do a Joker for one of them. I like, the slick back hair look.
That's
maybe
cool.
Carrie. But something really, I also want to do something silly. Like, something, like, really creative.
Yeah, you always got to have, like, one good costume, one hot costume, and one silly costume.
Facts. We have to have multiple Halloween costumes.
Oh, yeah. It's not Halloween if you don't have at least three costumes.
Zayna was Little Lad last year. Or the two years ago.
Yeah, it was Little Lad.
She showed up to my pumpkin carving little
But that was together. Not Halloween. That was just, like, the first costume out of, like, three.
Yeah. Which also, by the way, after reading, like, I'm going to buy pumpkins so we could do it again.
Ooh, yeah, good.
And we'll dress up for that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Halloween is our favorite holiday.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, we basically milk it as much as possible. Like, my whole year is just waiting for Halloween.
Halloween and St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about, I think we should talk about the e-scooters, because I'm looking at the things
to talk
about.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This just in, new drop at the Loo. E-scooters.
E-scooters.
Crazy switch up. You see people using them to get to class. It's honestly, guys, it's really convenient.
It's the way of traveling.
Yeah, I would literally suggest it. Get the app. It's like, what is it? Like $2 for like...
It's 45 cents a minute, I'm pretty sure. Maybe 35.
Okay. That's not that bad.
I don't know. Something like
and
that.
It, they go fast, so you don't. It doesn't take long.
Oh, they go. Yeah, they zoom.
They actually go.
I remember I was watching. I think I was watching a South Park episode, and then all of a sudden they have like scooters spawn the next day, and the owls were freaking out. And then, literally, like the next day, I wake up and I like leave my apartment, and I see scooters all over Waterloo. Oh it was my God. It was kind of a jump scare.
That's actually crazy.
But you can get DUIs. From going on the scooters.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like, I don't know what you think about this, but I feel like it could have been that wouldn't be the case. Like, I feel like if people hadn't gotten injured so much,
yes.
they wouldn't have, like,
implemented it,
or, like, made it clear that you guys, like, need to have a restriction for, like, how sober you are or whatever if you're driving them, because I don't know.
I think, honestly, it makes sense because I'm sure there were people getting injured like crazy.
Especially because you're driving them not on the sidewalk. You're literally not allowed to drive them on the sidewalk. You have to drive it on the road with cars.
Yes, like if you literally drive it on the sidewalk, it will like say, sidewalk riding detected.
Beep, beep, beep. And then you
have to
stop.
It'll literally, so you have to take it on the road. So I think it completely makes sense why they have those, but that's why we don't have nice things. You know what I mean?
This is literally why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, because it's not even just like, I'm sure there's even more restrictions that they're going to keep adding. Like, I don't know, like a time limit or whatever, just because so many people keep getting hurt. Like, it's just, people are a little silly.
Yeah. Like, honestly, if you give a university town anything, it's going to be abused a little bit, I feel like.
Yeah, no, 100%. What was I going to say? Oh, one thing we were going to talk about, too, was how, like, going to clubs and whatever, Zayna's been, like, communicating with one of the DJs because she's into DJing. You should talk about that.
Okay. Hey, guys. I will talk about that. Yeah, honestly, I feel like one of my favorite things about, like, going out is just being in that space of, like, seeing the DJ, seeing the security guys, like, count how many people they're gonna like let in with each wave. Like, I don't know, something about like club operations is so cool to me. I don't know if it's like because my dad used to like work in the club setting and like run events, so I would always like hear about him doing these things, and it just, I don't know, it always just sounded like, cool. Yeah, definitely. I feel like how the vibe of a club is going to be is very much like a lot based on the DJ.
Oh, too. I think it's like 99%.
Yeah, because like it could be like the nicest club ever, but if they're not playing good music or like people aren't dancing, people aren't upbeat and hyped, then it's literally not good.
I see DJs sometimes playing good songs, but you're not matching the vibe of the people that are in there.
Yes, exactly. You also have to very much play the crowd. Mm-hmm. So, like, you have to, like, see what kind of music they're liking and go with that. Mm-hmm. Like, if no one likes country, you can't just randomly start playing country.
We've seen that so many times.
We have seen that.
They'll go from,
lot.
Like, rap, they'll play, like, Little Baby, and the next thing you know, they're busting down. I don't even know
Baby
country singers.
Baby Last Night.
Yeah, is that country? Is it country?
I don't know.
Maybe last night. That one?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've always been really into, like, music mixing and music production. Like, when I was little, my dream was to become a music producer. Even now, honestly, like, maybe one day, who knows. But, yeah, so I've started, like, mixing, doing DJing for fun a little bit. We had, like, one party, and I DJed for it. It was really silly.
She was busting it down. That was good. It was really good.
Yeah. But I definitely want to, like, keep learning, keep getting better. But I feel like there's such, like, it's a very much male-dominated industry, as a lot of industries, unfortunately, are these days.
Yep.
But it's just, like, I don't know. I always, like, knew about it because I would, like, look up to these music producers, and they were most of the time guys.
Yes.
And, like, a lot of women in music talk about how if more women started becoming music producers, they would do so well because so many singers who are women, like, want to work with a woman.
Of course, you know?
Like,
of course.
I would think about it for me, even. Like, yeah. I would, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, but I feel like I really started to notice it literally the first time I'm DJing, like the first gig at our party. And, like, I had the headphones on, I was DJing the whole time. No one thought I was the DJ.
No.
Like, guys would come up And if there was a man in my general vicinity, they would go and be like, props to you, like, you're a good DJ. Mm-hmm. And they would, like, come up to me and be like, oh, like, what? Like, are you just, like, playing around, like, with his DJ set? Like,
when she thinking was literally I'm the some, one doing
like,
it.
Just, like, some random girl. Because, okay, I know, like, a lot of girls, like, when you go to the club, will go up to DJ and be like, hey, like, can I, like, touch a button? Or, like, can I do something? Mm-hmm. Which is, like, okay. But I don't know. I was literally doing it.
Your headphones are on. Yeah. You're, like, I don't know the words, yeah. But she's, like, scratching the discs.
And, yeah. And not only that, this was shocking. When I would tell them then that I was the one DJing, they would just assume that I didn't know what I was doing and that they knew more than me, even if they had never DJed in their life. Like, they were like, oh, you could do it? That means I could definitely mm-hmm. do it. Let me, like, try. And it was just, like, really, it's just really disrespectful.
Yep.
And it's so, like, demeaning. I don't know.
A lot of the times when you're good at something, and a guy normally, like, maybe isn't yeah. as good as it, they assume if a woman is doing it, they could easily do yes. it. And, like, that's yes. the same case with DJing. Like, DJing's, like, not easy. You don't just play a
Bro,
song.
It's
like,
pretty hard. You gotta know, like, the structure of the song, do, like, beat matching, the timing, all of this. Like, you don't just, like, play two songs together and it sounds good.
Of course.
It won't. It yeah. literally won't. And, like, even at, like, one of the clubs we go to, I went up to the DJ there to try and, like, you know, like, get some tips. And I'd messaged him before because he does, like, lessons, like, master classes for people who, like, want to get into the industry and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And when I went up to him, he kind of, like, assumed a little bit that I wasn't really serious about it.
Yeah.
And was like, okay, but are you, like, really trying to learn DJing? And it was, again, he thought I just wanted to go up there and, like, push the buttons. Like, I was literally ready to just stand there
and
learn.
Did he pop quiz you? Did yes. he, like, literally pop quiz you?
Yes. He then pop quiz me because he was like, okay, what are the, like, structures of, like, the song when you do this then? And I was, just know, guys, I was answering the mm-hmm. questions. But it was, like, it was interesting because he had to, like, test that I was really serious about it, even though I said that I was, and I'd inquired about it before. Like, I reached out to him already. It yeah. wasn't out of nowhere.
So, but I'm sure if that was a guy in that case, and he reached out a couple times, you would know that he's serious.
Like, immediately, like, oh, yeah, bro, like, I got you, like, let me show you. Like, yeah. let me teach you. Because I literally had to, like, list all the equipment I have just so that he could see that I invested money in it, just so he could take me seriously. And he did after.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did he take you seriously now?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
But, like, still, it's, like,
you shouldn't have to go through, like, proving to him.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it's weird to be assumed because you're a woman that whatever you're doing is, like, in a silly way, or it's not, like, something that you're, like, you have the drive to, like, commit to, you know?
100%. No, 100%. Speaking, like, of that,
yeah,
I'm big into running right now. I'm running my first half marathon October
15th. Hey.
Dropping the date.
Everyone show up.
Imagine. Yeah, so I've been, like, really big into running and, like, going to the gym because of that. And running is, like, cardio is, it's a very specific, running is a very specific type of cardio that a lot of people don't enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, guys, you know, like, their cardio is just, like, excessive weightlifting with, like, little breaks in between. But they assume that they, like, know so much about a running schedule. This one guy that I was kind of talking to in the summer, he was, like, a big gym guy, but he was assuming that he knew so much more about running. He was telling me what days I should run, what days I should take breaks, when my long run should be, when my short run should be, when my hill run should be. And I was explaining to him, I was like, I know, I ran 15K yesterday, you ran one. That's the difference. Not even, like, trying to, like, put him down. Obviously, there are men that are significantly better runners than me, as there are women that are significantly better runners than me. And obviously, anyone could get into it. I strongly believe, like, anyone could do cardio as long as they train and have that drive. But for someone to just assume that you don't know what you're doing because maybe you don't look the part for it.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's so stupid, especially, I feel like, with fitness stuff, too. What works for you could yeah. work for you, mm-hmm. but doesn't mean it's gonna work for me.
Yes.
So, like, you could do what you're doing for yourself, but you don't have to tell me that what I'm doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they wouldn't go up to another guy and be like, you're doing this all wrong, like, blah, 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 you know? Like,
yeah.
They would just assume, like, oh, like, he has a different body than me, like, he knows what he's doing.
100%.
So why can't we get that?
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with that. No, yes.
Women against mansplaining 2023.
gosh, the mansplaining's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, I've seen some really crazy things be mansplained.
I saw on TikTok that was literally a guy mansplaining what an entree is as opposed to dessert and an appetizer. Isn't that such a crazy thing to mansplain? He was like, so the appetizer, you would order that before your main course, but don't order too much. Because then, like, I'm sure she knows how to eat.
Yeah. Because people could say, like, oh, like, they're just trying to help. They're just, like, whatever. But it's not that.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally, it's a thing of, like, I know more than you, and I need you to know that, and I need to show that for myself.
It's, like, because, putting you down.
Yeah, because I'm sure that there's so many things that, like, Amanda knows that I don't, or that I know that she doesn't. Like, everyone knows different things, but I'm not gonna, like, use that to gauge our general intelligence level and, like, present it to you to make you feel smaller and, like, you, like, need me to show you something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you articulated that well because I think you nailed it. I think men especially, but, you know, I'm sure.
Okay, maybe woman-splain.
Maybe
woman-splain,
but we're talking about from our perspective right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sure there are probably women that, like, woman-splain to men.
Mm-hmm.
But from my perspective, from my understanding, there are just men that would say things to just make themselves feel better and to prove to themselves as well as you that they are more intelligent in certain aspects, and the truth is you're probably not.
Exactly.
Because it'll be about dessert. How is you more intelligent about dessert?
Yeah, like, what? What?
I think they like feeling that they're...
Like, feeling like... I don't know. Feeling like a woman needs you to, like, live, literally. Like, we couldn't do anything on our own. I don't know. So, speaking of people moving disrespectfully, i.e.
Moving waste.
We would now like to discuss... We would like to discuss ops, you know? Like, people who are your opposition and the rules that go with dealing with them. Because I feel like some people might not have, like, firm values, like, with it, you know?
I think we
need to...
they
could be cool with someone who did them wrong. Okay, let's give an example.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think we need to explain this better.
Let's give an example.
Like, if I was dating a guy and I broke up, none of my friends, in my eyes, should get with this guy.
Yeah, immediately. Immediately, he's off limits. Immediately, it's like, why would you even want to do that?
Yes. And I know so many friend groups who they don't have that, like, mindset or, like mentality where they kind of just all share exes and previous guys they've talked to.
Yeah.
So that's, like, an example. Like, what are, like... Yeah.
And I feel like... I don't know. But I feel like, to them, they seem like it doesn't bother them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like anyone, it would bother you a little bit.
Oh, my gosh,
like, we're
of
just human beings. You know what I mean? So I think it's whether or not, like, there was, like, a firm understanding of that. Because, like, in our friend group, like, we all know. Do you know what I mean?
We've never talked about it.
But it's just an understanding that that's, like, what we would value. Like, it's bros over...
Yeah. Bros over... Not bros over girls. Girls over bros. In our case.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. Girls over bros. Girls over bros.
There's so many guy groups that do that, though. Like, I feel like... that's more, I don't know, it's just, I think honestly just so many friend groups just don't have that mentality and mindset.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's because if, like, in that situation, if a guy got with a girl, there wasn't, like, emotions involved with it, and, like, maybe it's, like, our friend group, if we are with someone, it's always, like, an emotional thing. Do you know what I mean?
If
it's not just, like, you're hanging out or you're, like, hooking up.
Right. You're saying that there's a more of an emotional connection, so that's why it matters more.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
If it wasn't as much of an emotional connection, then
it
wouldn't
matter
as much.
It's still odd.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But, like, it wouldn't, like, I could understand maybe why it would be okay for them.
Right, yeah. How would you feel?
Yeah.
Kind of similar if I was a friend with a girl you didn't like. Like, let's say you beef a girl, and then I'm friends with that girl.
I think that's weird.
I agree.
Yeah. Because I would think about it if it was flipped.
Yeah.
And if some girl, like, did something, like, horrible to you,
mm-hmm.
immediately, why would I ever want to be friends with her?
Why do you want to be friends with someone who disrespected my friend?
Yeah, or, like, harmed one of the people I care about in any way. Like, that's not... I feel like that'd be basically me saying that was okay that she did that, whatever it was,
right.
You know?
It's like turning a blind eye. I don't know.
Yeah, because I feel like you can say one thing, like I could say to you, oh, that sucks that she did that, but it's actions speak louder than words. Because mm-hmm. if I say to you, that sucks she did that, I'm sorry she did that, and then I'm hanging out with her, it doesn't match up, and I think that's not genuine.
I agree.
So you have to move with how you talk.
Yes, yes, actions speak louder than words. It's a big thing.
Yeah. And I think I'm, like, glad that we all have that understanding.
Yeah.
Because it's nice to know that if, like, we would have each other's backs, essentially.
For sure. If yeah. something were to happen.
Yeah.
And we have had each other's backs.
True that.
Oh, my gosh. Side note. Can I talk about the girl in the Starbucks line? Oh,
yeah. Tell that story.
and then we'll wrap it up. But.
Okay.
So, I had class at 4. I'll give you the time frame and everything.
Today.
I had class at 4. And I was in the Starbucks line from, like, 3:20 to, like, 3:45. Like, it was taking a very long time to get the Starbucks. Starbucks in the concourse, so the one on Laurier campus.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl was... So there was a very long line. I was the very first person in line. And then the girl behind me, I hear her talking to another girl. And I turn around, and some random girl was butting the entire line directly behind me and was begging the girls... Not even begging, like, telling, saying... Oh, I have class at 4. I need to go. Can I order my Starbucks first? And the girl that was getting butted says, okay, like, that's fine, but I don't know how all the people behind me are going to feel because everyone has been waiting at least 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So all the other girls behind us are saying, oh, we've been waiting a really long time, like, being really, really kind. And I don't know. I'm not a confrontational person, but I was just in a really bad mood. And I just turn around because I'm literally ahead of her. Like, this doesn't even personally affect me. But it's just like, why are you so entitled to do that? Where you think that you're allowed to do that.
Or you think that you're better than everyone else.
You're more important. Because
everyone has class in that line. Like, I guarantee.
I just don't get why you're so entitled.
Yeah, or like, why do you think that you are more important or better than others? Because everyone in that line was waiting to get coffee just like you. Everyone has class or had class just like you.
Also, how badly do you need Starbucks to the point where you are going to be late for class and you're like, you're now forcing yourself in the front of the line to get Starbucks? So that's crazy to me. Like, you need coffee that badly?
And what if the person behind her had the same class and now she's late because this person butt? Like,
yep. No, I said to her, so I go, all these people have been waiting in line, and I'm telling you, at least half of these people have class. I have class, too.
Yeah.
And whatever, she still buds anyways, so she orders after me. So I ordered a drink, and then I'm waiting for this drink, and the girl, I guess, behind me also ordered the same drink, the girl that budded, takes the drink that is made for me.
Crazy.
After rush order, like, making the Starbucks people, like, rush order her food, or her drink, sorry. So she takes my drink and, like, storms off, and I'm like... excuse me, like, that's my drink, and she just runs away with my drink. So then I got her drink, and I wasn't late to class, but I was, like, almost late because this girl took mine when I prioritized my time, and I time managed, and she didn't. That's her fault, not mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's whack. Also, like, everyone knows that the Starbucks in the concourse is, like, a 20-minute wait time minimum.
Yeah, like, you don't line up when you have class in 2 minutes.
Exactly.
I don't know why she
And other that. People shouldn't have to face the consequences of you not knowing that.
100%. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that because I just don't... It just happened. I don't understand why people are...
She had to get it out.
Yeah, I literally just had to get it out. Like I said, I'm not confrontational, but it was so upsetting that there was such a long line. All those people behind her had to wait because of her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she took my drink, which messed up the flow of it. It was just a mess because
of her.
It's
like a chain reaction. Literally.
Okay, I think.
Okay, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, you want to wrap it up?
Okay,
so we're going to wrap it up now, but we will see you guys next Friday. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening. This was really fun, and we're really excited to keep on hanging out with you guys.
Thank you so much. See you next week.
Bye.